Grace and peace are yours from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. 40 years ago, on a hot Saturday, I was a young seminary student working on a sermon that I would preach the next day here at Pisgah Lutheran Church. I had dinner with my husband and our two little girls during a late afternoon thunderstorm. Around 9 or 10 at night, the telephone rang. I think it was George Roof. I know his voice broke as he told me about the fire that had destroyed the education building. Smoke had damaged the worship space, but I should come as planned at 11 o'clock the following day because we would worship in the gym. The lesson that day was from Luke, the parable Jesus told about the rich man who had such abundant crops they wouldn't all fit in his barn. So he figured out what he would do. He would tear down that barn and build bigger barns to hold the abundance. And with his newfound security, then he would enjoy life. He would eat, drink, and be merry. But in the story, Jesus says that very night, the man died. No security, no certainty about the future, just vulnerability for those who lay up treasure for themselves but are not rich toward God. Don't trust material possessions. Instead, trust in the faithfulness of God, a good lesson following the chaos of a fire. So I reworked my sermon a bit, and in the morning, Bud and I and our two little girls drove out in the country to Pisgah. It was a warm day, and as we walked from the car, we could smell the smoke even before we could see it rising from the ashes. What I remember most, however, is entering the gym and spotting the sanctuary lamp hanging from the basketball hoop. There was a makeshift altar and a lectern set up with a pulpit Bible that had been brought back from the sanctuary. And the bulletin was on that Bible, and it was covered with soot. I still have it. I think I'm going to send it to Pastor Steve. You should have it there. Into a world changed by a fire, without so much as time to grieve, the people of Pisgah spent hours late that Saturday night adapting to the new reality before them so we could all gather and worship God who is always faithful. It was a powerful witness. It wasn't the building or the damage that brought us together. It was God's promise, calling you to be God's people, whatever happened in our uncertain world. A year later, you graciously invited me back for the dedication of the new building with your new pastor, Hank Moody. It was a delightful celebration, and in the decades after, you continued to follow God's call through the many changes that have come. The next time I was with you, nearly 20 years had passed. Pastor Dan Bacon invited me to come preach at a homecoming service. Lexington had grown, and so had Pisgah. The lessons that day, once again, emphasized the illusion of security that we try to hold on to in our changing world. All our planning and all our dreams may shift in the blink of an eye, or a bolt of lightning. Fast forward until late last year. Hugh Caldwell tracked me down and gave me a call and invited me to come back again on this, the 40th anniversary of the fire and recovery. I was honored and amazed. 40 years, where had they gone? So much has changed. That long ago fire is a memory for some of us, and for many, you've only heard about it. But you've all lived with the legacy. Your resilience and your determination to follow God's call in the midst of changing times continues to witness to God's love and faithfulness. I'm retired now. Those little girls of mine and Bud's have all grown up. George Roof has passed on after long service to this community. And some of the farms around Pisgah have become subdivisions. You have expanded your building and your ministry. One constant in all this change is God's call to follow and God's constant love. Bud and I were excited about coming to celebrate with you, but then the pandemic hit. Who would have imagined how it would change our worship this year? I am so grateful for technology that makes it possible for me to be with you worshiping safely. And I'm grateful for my husband and Pastor Stephen who make the technology work. Who would have envisioned this year? Presidential conventions without crowds? Who would have anticipated reimagining school and work on a daily or certainly a weekly basis, depending on the cluster of viruses? 2020 has been a rough year, but 1980 had its moments too. The fire, a drought in South Carolina, the Iranian hostage crisis, Mount St. Helens eruption, Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, the beginning of CNN and the 24/7 news cycle that's proliferated since, and there was a presidential election that year too. You know, maybe it's good we don't know what the future will bring. The past and certainly the present are quite enough. Peter didn't want to hear about the future when Jesus taught his disciples about his suffering and death, and they didn't understand the resurrection until after it. And I don't think any of the disciples wanted to hear that they would be called to suffer as well and one day take up their cross. I read once that Jesus promised three things for his disciples: that they would be fearless, absurdly happy, and they'd always be in trouble. I'm not so sure they were always fearless, but any fears they had did not stop them from following Jesus. And that led to trouble, to the crosses that they bore. And absurdly happy? That sounds like the peace that passes understanding. I wonder what trouble God may be calling you and me to embrace in God's name. I wonder what fears God would like to lift off our shoulders. And I wonder what joy God has in store for us. In spite of everything, the Christian life is an adventure with trouble and change, with hope and new beginnings. Jesus tells his disciples the truth. He doesn't sugarcoat it. There will be suffering because you follow me. Embrace it. Take up your cross. And Jesus promises them and us that as we lose our life for Christ, we gain life, abundant life. We don't know what the world will be like in 40 years. I don't think that I'll be here to preach for you, but you never know. What we do know is that we will all continue to be in God's loving care. In closing, I hope you'll pray with me one of my favorite prayers. Let us pray. O God, you call your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.